Okay, welcome back. We are going to continue our discussion on this topic of a match made in Eden and God's design for kingdom relationships by talking about dominion. And the first place that we want to go to that, of course, to understand dominion is God's word. And so Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. So what is dominion versus domination, right? This is a really important topic. Dominion was given to both the male man and the female man, right? No man was given dominion over any other man. Or female man, right? God is saying, in effect, when he's talking about dominion, to rule over my world, take care of it, subdue it, and fashion it with your own creativity, right? Because we're made in the image of God. Now, in this way, man would reflect the loving and creative spirit, which he was made in the image of God. And with dominion, there is a really important factor here, is that man is accountable to God, right? Now, domination is a totally separate thing. And one of the unfortunate things that has happened because of misinterpretation of the Bible is men dominating women, right? That is not biblical, ever. And so, what is domination? Domination is control by force or by fear. Domination is done for personal, financial, or political gain, or the gain of power, right? It is self-appointed authority. It is accountable to no one, and it has no regard for the consequences to those that it seeks to exercise its power over. Right, so really important distinction between dominion and domination. Never part of God's plan. So, one of the other interesting things is also when we get into the Hebrew discussion of God creating male man and female man, and there are some real distinctions that are there and the process that God goes through. So. God created, the Hebrew word is bara, to form out of nothing. And he also made, which is asa, to form out of something that's already there. So what does this even mean? Okay. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. And here's another one. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Okay? So let's talk about this a little more. When God placed the spirit man in the male, God and man could give and receive love through their spirits. However, because the man now had a physical body, he also needed someone with whom to share human and physical love. Okay? This is a reflection of man's creation in the image of God. God is love. Man came from love, is made up of love, and love can't dwell alone. Okay? Okay. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and the birds of the air, but for Adam no suitable helper was found. So now what we get into is something that's really exciting, because we have man's relationship is coming onto the scene with Eve. And that relationship is designed to mirror Adam's relationship with God. Right? So, it's not possible for Adam to dwell alone in the physical realm. He's communicating with God in the spirit and giving and receiving love that way, but he's also a physical being. So when he was created out of nothing, that was the spirit. But when he was formed out of something, that was the physical body, Right. So how do we deal with those two manifestations? How do we deal with the spirit man and the physical man? So the physical man needs someone to give and receive love. Now, there's some interesting things about Adam not being alone that we're going to get to later, because Adam spent a lot of time with God by himself before Eve even existed, was on the scene, or even a thought in his mind, right? So we're going to get to the five commandments that God gave Adam before Eve even came onto the scene that are actually really important. And there are a couple of different ways that you can interpret it as far as it not being good for the man to dwell alone. One of Miles Monroe's interpretations that I really like when he talks about all alone is he talks about all one. It's not good for this man to be all one. So you have God creating the spirit man. And the spirit man, it also says he knew us all before the world was formed, right? So all the spirits of the spirit man are in one body, right? So it's not good for this man, spirit man, to be all one. So he needed somebody to help him get all the other spirit mans out. Okay. So the woman came about because of love. Adam came about because of God's love. The woman came about because Adam needed somebody to love. Very important concept here. So love caused Eve's existence. How many women are walking around that don't feel like love has caused their existence? How many women are in relationships with men where they're not feeling the impact of any of this at all, right? So the primary purpose of women's existence was to be loved by the male, just as God's major purpose for the spirit man was to love him. Now another interesting point, the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. So Adam was busy. He was doing his thing. He was working in God's purpose. God had to stop him and put him to sleep to be able to do this, right? Okay. So just as God drew man from himself and created a spirit being, God drew a woman from a man and created a physical being. This is huge. This right here, really important concept. Okay. Now, the rib in Hebrew is tesla. It means side or chamber. Some people say it's a cell. Some science even says that the rib, certain parts of the rib, actually have regenerative properties in them. But nonetheless, God drew woman from the man because the receiver has to be exactly like the giver. So our spirit man is exactly like God, and woman as a physical being is exactly like Adam, right? And it's also interesting to note that in making Eve, God didn't go back to the soil, right? So the source of woman is man. Okay, so males and females, they have the same essence, but they're made using different methods. Now, here's another interesting Hebrew distinction. The male man, he was formed. And the Hebrew word for that is yatsar. He was formed of the dust of the earth and molded like a potter molds clay, right? But the female man was made, which is bana. And what that means is to build or construct. Okay? So it was a little more of an intricate process, really, to make Eve than it was to make Adam. But when she was presented to him by God, he immediately recognized her. Right? And he said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, for she was taken out of the man." This is a hugely important paragraph that we're going to talk about here. Eve was the perfect complement. She was a spirit man, just like Adam. She had the same physical essence. She can give and receive love and be in a relationship with him, right? Both spiritually and physically. She is both the same and different. And in this situation, the male's the giver. He is the source. And the female man is the receiver. Okay? Now, we're going to get into this in a little bit more depth later, because the dating coaching that's out there that's not biblically based leaves it at this. The man's the giver and the woman is the receiver. That is true, but it's only two-thirds of the equation. So just make a mental note that we're going to come back to that. Because when you set women up to just believe that they're the receiver, you're in big trouble. Right? You have a lot of men talking about, I give and give and give. And she thinks that that's just, you know, she's not supposed to do anything. It happens. Okay, so these differences, they're complementary in nature and design so that the male and female can fulfill one another's emotional and physical needs while they're spiritually nourished by God and His love. And so together they can fulfill their mandate to have dominion over the world. I would probably also add to that that together they can fulfill their spiritual gifts. They can support each other in fulfilling their spiritual gifts, right? Okay, so recap. Man was created in the image of God. Man has a spirit, which is the male man and the female man. Both male and female have direct spiritual access to God and are both responsible to Him. This is another really important point, I think, for some of the other cultures that we're dealing with, right? And both male and female were given dominion over the earth. No one was ever given dominion over anybody else. And so on that note, we're going to take a break and come back in just a few minutes.